Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, November 18th. You'll be interested to know. 96 years ago, today, in 1928, Walt Disney released Steamboat Willie, the first animated film with sound, featuring Mickey Mouse. This groundbreaking cartoon became a tremendous success, establishing Mickey Mouse as an iconic character and paving the way for the Disney Company's dominance in the animated film market. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high wind swell with occasional thigh-high sets on Monday morning, becoming semi-choppy with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Tuesday, expect chest-to-shoulder-high wind swell in the morning, fading to stomach-high sets in the afternoon, with glassy conditions and north-northeast winds under 5 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature waist-high, medium-period swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy most of the day. Starting out at 2 feet, then ratcheting up to 3-plus feet by sunset. Best time to ride is at 5 p.m. with a half-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 9 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6.5 feet at 9:45 a.m., with a minus 1 foot low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 43 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 65 and a light south wind gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect continued mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 48. And a gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies through Thursday with highs near 67 to 71 and light north winds. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, have a doorbell camera. The county sheriff's office is seeking volunteers to share footage as part of its Safe Cities initiative. With many residents owning these cameras, the department aims to gather valuable security footage to aid in crime investigations. Lieutenant Michael Pepin, overseeing the Rancho San Diego substation, stated, "We are looking for public assistance in allowing us to use security footage from their cameras to help solve crimes. Deputies will not have direct access to the cameras. They will simply know which cameras might have recorded relevant information." As of this month, 66 people have signed up to assist. Now on to sports. On Sunday Night Football in Inglewood, the Los Angeles Chargers, now 7-3, edged out the Cincinnati Bengals, who fell to 4-7, with a thrilling 34-27 win. Justin Herbert dazzled with 297 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while J.K. Dobbins sealed the win with a 29-yard TD in the final seconds. Joe Burrow's 3 touchdowns weren't enough for Cincinnati, who tied the game after trailing by 21. In college football, on Saturday, the unranked Florida Gators stunned 21st-ranked LSU in Gainesville with a 27-16 win. DJ Lagway's 36-yard pass set up a crucial touchdown, while Florida's defense sacked Garrett Nussmeier 7 times. This marks LSU's 3rd consecutive loss, leaving coach Brian Kelly searching for answers. On Monday Night Football, the Texans are in Dallas to take on the Cowboys minus Dak Prescott. Houston is favored by 7 points, with the over-under at 41.5. In local sports, on Saturday, the Trojans secured a thrilling 28-20 win over Nebraska at the Coliseum. Jaden Maiava shined with 259 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a crucial late-game run. Despite early turnovers, Maiava's resilience led USC to their 2nd win in 6 games, keeping bowl hopes alive. Also on Saturday, San Diego State fell to UNLV in Las Vegas, losing 41-20. Despite Josh Onpoke's 46-yard touchdown reception, the Aztecs struggled. Danny O'Neill threw a 29-yard touchdown pass, but the Aztecs couldn't close the gap, leaving San Diego State's record at 3-7. Tomorrow night, the struggling Utah Jazz, with a 3-9 record, visit the in-form Los Angeles Lakers, who are 9-4. The Lakers are favored by 10.5 points. Wednesday night, the Kings at 10-6-3 take on the Sabres in Los Angeles. In top news, high prices at fast food chains like McDonald's and Taco Bell are igniting a consumer revolt. Helen Watson, a startup co-founder from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, stopped indulging in his favorite McDonald's meal after paying $11 for it. People feel price gouged as inflation continues to push menu prices upward. A survey found that 62% of U.S. consumers are eating less fast food due to costs. As restaurant owners grapple with rising expenses, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski emphasizes the need for better messaging around value. Meanwhile, franchise owners express concerns over the industry's sustainability amid these challenges. In business news, Warren Buffett, the world's most followed investor, is currently holding a staggering $325 billion in cash and equivalents, primarily in treasury bills. This significant cash position raises questions about market conditions. Historically, Buffett has built cash reserves before financial downturns, suggesting a cautious outlook. Analysts predict modest returns for the S&P 500, averaging just 3% annually over the next decade. Despite this, Buffett remains eager to invest in great businesses, emphasizing that he would capitalize on substantial opportunities if they arise. As Berkshire Hathaway approaches a $1 trillion valuation, the future strategy remains uncertain. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $90,400. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is now over $1. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. An Ohio man, Larry Dean Harmon, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison and ordered to forfeit over $400 million in assets, according to the United States Department of Justice. Harmon operated Helix, a dark web cryptocurrency mixer service designed to conceal transactions, often linked to illegal drugs, from 2014 to 2017. He processed over 350,000 Bitcoin during that time. After pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering in August 2021, Harmon will also face 3 years of supervised release following his prison term. Entertainment news. Tom Cruise is taking the thrill to new heights in the latest trailer for Mission Impossible 8, officially titled The Final Reckoning. This direct sequel showcases Cruise, once again as Ethan Hunt, performing jaw-dropping stunts like scuba diving, running across landscapes, and clinging to planes. The title may suggest that this could be Hunt's final mission, as he faces the weighty responsibility for the fate of every living soul on the planet. Directed by Christopher McQuarrie, the film features a star-studded cast and is set to release on May 23, 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. And he said, "Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.